Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. You said you're the best, but when I'm around, you're the second best. And if you don't believe it's true, all you got to do is try I.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com as we settle in for another 60 minutes of fine music from the beautiful island in the sun, sweet Jamaica. So pick yourself a fresh mango to eat and chop open a coconut to drink and enjoy this opening tune from the original Survivors called Beautiful Land.
I'm the E1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand. Believe me.
This train is bound for Jamaica, 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 Jamaica.
Tune to begin with. That was the original Survivors with Beautiful Land, which can be found on the compilation album Black Slavery Days, which originally came out on the Clappers label in America and has since been reissued by the Honest Drums label here in the UK. And it features some seriously deep roots music from little known artists, all hailing from the revolutionary parish of St. Anne on the northern coast of Jamaica, where the likes of Marcus Garvey, Bob Marley, and Burning Spear were all born. And according to the sleeve notes on that album, the lead singer of the original Survivors, Jar Blue Evans, was a member of the original Burning Spear group. Although I have to admit, I've yet to see mention of his name in this respect anywhere else. But what I can tell you is that after these recordings, he did go on to lead the group Tanglewood, who released the album Rise and Shine in 1985.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And we're going to stay with the Jamaican theme for this next tune, with a brand new release that would have fitted perfectly into the Village special I made a few weeks back. And it's been produced by Upsetter Records, who are based in Burlington in Vermont. And they gathered together a varied group of DJs and singers to record over their new rhythm, which they've titled The Bombaflow. Bombaflow, Bombaflow, Bombaflow. And the one we're interested in today is by Carly Blacks, who also hails from the parish of St. Anne and has been around for a few years now, notching up local hits like One Smoke and Keep It Positive. And for this one, he's taken a trip to the local Brownstown market, which has been selling ripe fruit and veg fresh from the farmers' fields for centuries now. And so in their honour, he's called this one Farmer Man.
Farmer Man, Farmer Man, Farmer Man.
Whoa, yay! Gotta put it on the wax. Big up on the ones and where you plant up the crops. Wow, hey. Big up on the eaglers and the hustlers in the market. Come around here, you're not fiancé. If them have the young banana pumpkin straight back to the garlic, buy a couple pound of butter, pass it. Hey, big up the farmer man, we till the soil planted. Food off we cultivate because the people them want it. Farmer man, I come there with the food in the basket. Buy a couple pound of butter, pass it. Hey, food in a lane, hey, big up the Brownstown market, straight to Kingston, that at the downtown market, yeah, hey, big up all the youth, them not the country where you push the young cats, the customers, them not fi walk, hey, from the east to the west to the south to the north, me know them not go skylark, make sure you have your funds in your pocket, fi pay the small cost, them a push it go straight up bus park, Well, you no member fall much then down when the people them from town in a the truck a come down. Goods it stuck out till it pack out on the ground. When the cops them a come, them a fi pack up and run, yeah. California farmers, when them way a plant up the cess and the grabber. So me go check nothing makes you forget me nurse calm. She take me to organic farm, hey. Food in a me lane, in a me lane. Hey, big up the Brownstown market. Straight to Kingston, that and the downtown market, yeah, hey. Big up all the youth, them not the country where you push the young cats. So the customers, them not fi walk. Loving how we are, and food in our plate. Give thanks for the sun and give thanks for the rain. We water the soil, we make the crops germinate. Big up the farmer man, we plant the food for my brain, yeah, yeah. We no wanna terminate our seed. I don't know Africa, me say the children have to feed. Food is the stuff of life we have to eat. Whether natural veg or even meat. God knows. Pick up all the eaglers and the hustlers in the market. Come around here, you know, fiancif. If them have the young banana pumpkin straight back to the garlic. Buy a couple pound of butter, pass it. Hey. Food in a me lane, in a me lane. Hey, pick up the Brownstown market. Straight to Kingston, that and the downtown market, yeah. Big up all the youth, them not the country where you push the young cats. The customers, them not fi walk. Hey, from the east to the west to the south to the north. Me know them not go skylark. Make sure you have your funds in your pocket. Prepare the small cast. Them a push it, go straight to bus park.
That is a brand new release out now on Upsetter Records by Carly Blacks with a great tune called Farmer Man. And as you could hear, that one would have fitted perfectly into the Village special. But as it was only released a few weeks back, it just missed a cut. But it is now available for download from the usual places like iTunes and Amazon, along with a whole host of other cuts on that rhythm by the likes of Admiral Tibet, Cargo and Collie Buds. So why not?
Check it out, check it out.
But now, from the markets and farms of Jamaica, we're going to head to the sprawling concrete metropolis here in London town, which every generation or so seems to explode in a riot of angry youth hurling bricks and bottles. And this, as you may have heard, has just happened again, following the death of a young man in Tottenham who was shot by the police. And over the course of three tumultuous nights, burning and looting took place from Enfield to Croydon, and most stops in between. And these images drew up comparisons with the past, and prompted an email to me from Pete, who's listening in from the other side of the world, and suggested I play some Linton Kwesi Johnson, as LKJ was able to articulate the angst of disengaged youth better than most. And born in the parish of Clarendon, Linton moved to London 8 years later, where in the early 70s he came under the influence of other writers who had also made the journey from the Caribbean to Britain, like the poet John LaRose and the writer C.L.R. James. And he began writing his own poetry, which was initially published in the newspaper Race Today, and it was his second volume of poems, titled Dreadbeaten Blood, which he then transformed into dub poetry by bringing on board Dennis Bavel to record the music to back up his words, and focusing on the struggles of inner-city life and racial inequality, LKJ's patois poems heralded a new development in roots reggae. And so, from that debut album, this is Five Nights of Bleeding.
Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot glass, broke glass. Ritual of blood on the burning, served by a cruel and fighting. Five nights of horror and of bleeding, broke glass. Gold blades as sharp as the highs of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just burn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's, right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew or drew. A pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down of the King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring, raging and rising. When suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with a flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The pile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance. A blues dance. Two rooms packed and the pressure pushing up. Hot, hot heads. Ritual of blood in a blues dance. Broke glass, splintering fire. Axes, blades, brain blasts. Rebellion rushing down the wrong road. Storm blowing down the wrong tree. Leroy bleeds near death on the fourth night. In a blues dance, on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth, and so tight. tight and ripe and smash. Broke glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, holds knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war.
Observations from the front line, as that was Linton Kwesi Johnson with Five Nights of Bleeding, which can be found on his debut album Dread Beat and Blood, which came out on the Virgin label in 1978. And LKJ followed this up with many more, like Forces of Victory and Bass Culture. And now running his own LKJ record label, he can still be found performing these revolutionary poems to this day, as they always seem to feel relevant. Now, in more recent shows, I've played a few tunes that were produced by Phil Pratt, and for someone whose work is often overlooked, his discography contains a lot of hits, many of which stand the test of time, and none more so than this next rhythm, which, as you are about to hear, was used more than once. And its history goes back to 1970, when Phil began working with his then unknown backing group, Soul Syndicate, who were based in Greenwich Farm and consisted of Santa Davis on drums, Fully Fullwood on bass, and Chinnis Smith and Tony Chin on guitars. And their first hit record in that year was backing John Holt for his version of My Heart Is Gone. And they soon followed it up with a beguiling Strange Things, which has a great chopping rhythm guitar from Tony Chin, alongside Chinnis Smith's subtle lead, over the top of Fully's throbbing bass. And it was a few years later that Big Youth, after he had set up his own record label, recorded his DJ version, while a roots vocal with added hand drums was also recorded over it by Carl Moore, all of which are coming up now on this version excursion of Strange Things.
Bring down the theater. Can you see musical ambassadors getting hotter, 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 hotter.
Stranger things happen on a Friday night. Girls meet boys and lots of hugging and kissing under the golden moon that shines a silver light. Oh, I'd like to be one of them, but I'm like a wandering sheep, a wandering sheep on this island, with no one to love me, with no one to kiss me. That's why I say, someone please take my hand and let us go. I keep on thinking, I wish it was me. Stranger things happen on a Friday night. Girls meet boys and lots of hugging and kissing under the golden moon that shines a silver light. Children moving, it is so
going for this only not the children. When I'm looking at my father's children, who may say the father's children, feeling like the children, children.
Boys, and lots of hugging and kissing.
Talking about the youths in the city. Coming to the youth in the city. So we say we don't want no crying. God and God, we don't want no tears. Cause we don't want no bloodshed. So we tell me now we want no tears. So watching all the little children gathering and hear the children and sing.
With no one to kiss
me. Then I look it and I watch it and I ring. So many of the children are saying,
someone please take my hands and let us go.
Yeah, Rastarama, what a whole and a version of this every day, my guana. Right now, me go turn on a please, I
Africa, I want to go where the milk and honey flow. My forefathers died in the sand. I were brought down here a slave. My forefathers now in the grave. Poor thing, all died a slave. No more captivity. Free all humanity. No more brutality. Let's face reality. Africa, I want to go where the milk and honey flow.
Rhythm there by the Soul Syndicate and produced by Phil Pratt. As first up, you heard the original Strange Things by John Holt, which was released on Phil's Sunshot label in Jamaica and the Punch label here in the UK in 1971, and which you can now find on the double CD, the John Holt Anthology, on the Trojan label. And following that was the unmistakable Big Youth with Miss Lou Ring Ding, which was his tribute to Miss Louise Bennett. And he released that one on his Nagasa Nagas label in 1976, and which has since been compiled on the triple CD Big Youth Natty Universal Dread on the Blood and Fire label. And following that one came Carl Bohr with Our Forefathers Died in the Sand, which also appeared on Phil's Sunshot label and was reissued on the CD full of Phil Pratt productions titled Raw Roots Volume 1 on the Jet Set label. And which is where you can also find this instrumental that's playing underneath me now, titled Strange Moods. And finally, just in case you want to hear a more up-to-date version of this rhythm, then you can check out the French label Irie Ites, who released a one-rhythm album last year of Strange Things, including having John Holt record a new version of it, along with other cuts by the likes of Sizzler, Junior Kelly, and Chesedek.
Enough reggae music.
But now, as we hop, skip and jump back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean in today's show, this next tune is a result of a joint production between Lloyd James, aka Prince Jammy, from Waterhouse in Kingston, and Ken Gordon, aka the Mighty Fat Man, who also hails from Waterhouse, but moved to North London in the early 60s, and kept his ties to his hometown, so that by the end of the 70s, when he was running his own Fat Man Hi-Fi, he would regularly receive the latest rhythms from Prince Jammy. Just like this next one, which features the vocalist Errol Gentles, who I have to admit I know nothing about, except this seems to be his only release. But as you're about to hear, it ain't half bad, as this is called Tell Me Why.
Oh,
great roots rockers rhythm from the late 70s era, with co-production credits going to both Prince Jammy in Jamaica and the Mighty Fat Man here in London. As that was Errol Gentles with Tell Me Why, and came out on 12-inch on the Attack label in 1979. Although as far as I know, that one has yet to see a reissue. And as I mentioned, that tune, along with its B-side titled Far Far Away, is the only release I can find by Errol Gentles. But if anyone out there knows difference, then do let me know.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now, following the demise of one of the great reggae reissue labels, Blood and Fire, a couple of years back, I've just received news that rising out of their ashes, Bob and Dom from that label are picking up where Blood and Fire left off by starting up a new one titled King's Spinner. And their first reissue is a collection of mid-70s King Tubby dub versions, many of which haven't been released since their appearance on 7-inch single 35 years ago. And so I've got lined up one of those versions for you now, but just before we enjoy that, let's hear some of the vocal side, which is by Ronnie Davis, and is called Good News.
This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
Thank you.
The Dubmeister himself, King Tubby at the controls, with the echoing horn-laden version of Ronnie Davis's Good News, which was produced by Bunny Lee in 1975 and originally released in Jamaica on the Justice label, and also appeared in the UK on the Anjan label. And although on my copy the B-side is simply called Version, on the new compilation, titled Dub Will Change Your Mind, which is due out on the 12th of September, it's been renamed as Dub Gospel. And initially being released on vinyl LP as well as download, you can pick up a copy from their website at www.kingspinner.com. And Spinner is spelt with an A and not an ER.
This station rules the nation with Version.
But now I've got another treat for you here today, as I'm squeezing in two Version excursions. And this second one started life, as so many of them do, at 13 Brentford Road, when back in 1966, a still teenage Keith Slims Smith, fresh from his success with the Techniques, turned up to record a series of beautiful songs, like The New Boss, Hip Hug, Never Let Go, and Rougher Yet. But the one I'm picking out today is easily the equal of any of those, and is a gospel-influenced tune called Keep That Light, which rhythmically straddled the conversion from ska into rocksteady and was augmented with a delicious hornline that I'm surprised hasn't been used as often as many of the other classics from that era. But the ones I have found include a 1980 update from Studio One, recorded by Johnny Osborne, and then a great DJ cut featuring Hugh Brown, before I'll be ending with a 21st century version from Richie Spice. But let's begin at the beginning, with a sublime Slim Smith.
All right, come, let the good time roll. With Sir Cockney at the control, ready?
This is your number one station, your official station. You know, do it.
Keep that light, yeah, shining on me, oh Lord. Keep that light. Keep that light, yeah.
Jamaica.
Blue, bravo, blue, like you never blew before. I'm waiting for you to want to hear some more, you know. One for the money and two for the show. When I say time to get ready, make we dump it some more, you know. How you mean? Come and say, wriggle me this and me say, wriggle me that, right? Wriggle me this and me say, wriggle me that. Say, who gets this wriggle, get a record shock. Say, who get this wriggle, get a record shock. Come and say, as I saw me chat your rock, it me say, sister. Say, as I saw me chat your rock, right? Say, as I saw me chat your rock, it me say, sister. Say, as I saw me chat your rock. Can't tell you me say, all who feel and no get no bad. Say, all who feel and no get no bat. Go hide themself in a pino trash. Go hide themself in a pino trash. Me say Diana Blacker say she live over the track, right? Diana Blacker say she live over the track. She was a ballin' and I know she dreadlock. She was a ballin' and I know she dreadlock. Said that last night she lay down in her house and relax. She say she stop her go a dance and go rap. Just to some DJ talking things that is slap. Go when Papa Brown take up the mic and chat. Say the color for that she gonna go put on a frack. And when me take a stop she reach out a bus stop, right? Say as I saw me chat your rock it me say sister. Say as I saw me chat your rock. Move it! Say as I saw me chat your rock, you know. Got to keep a rock. Gotta keep on rock, cause if it never won't stop us, I will play the middle of this
version. Play some more.
Music is life. Where there's life, there is music. Come help me spread it. Free up with dance, I lose up for music. Now let the youth and go eat our food again. Again. Free up with dance, I lose up the music. Now let the youth and go rub a grub again. All type of people come a dance. All type of people come a show. Be full try themselves as you know. Ease the stress and strain as you know. Blaze up the fire as you know. Burn the bad seed of them as you know. Free up with that fire, loose up the music. Now let the youth and go eat the food again. Again. Free up with that fire, loose up the music. Now let the youth and go rub a grub again. I better cross the border than get the strategy. While I can think for last music from when Binnicle, we can jam, we good marijuana. None of our sweet reggae music, them after. I light it in the yard, I light it over broad. The youth are about to eat a little food, my lord. Free up with dance and loose up the music. Now let the youth say, gonna eat our food again. Again. Free up with dance and loose up the music. Now let the youth say, gonna rub a grub again. Free up with dance and loose up the music. Now let the youth say, gonna eat our food again.
What a great rhythm, and as mentioned, I can't believe it hasn't been used more often. But the ones you just heard from the top was the original Keep That Light by the late and undoubtedly great Slim Smith, which he recorded at Studio One back in 1966 and originally came out on the Coxon label in Jamaica, and also featured on his posthumously released album Born to Love. And just a note that he also re-recorded it for Bunny Lee a couple of years later over a different rhythm. And then following that was Johnny Osborne and the Prophets with their Studio One version from 1980, and I don't believe that one has ever seen reissue. And so moving on from that laid-back version was the great DJ U Brown with Me Chat, U Rock, which was produced by Joe Gibbs and came out on his Joe Gibbs label in 1980 and also appeared on U Brown's Trojan album titled Raver's Party. And finally, we ended up 40 years on from when the original was first recorded with Sly and Robbie's 2006 production, as we heard Richie Spice with Play On, which appeared on 7-inch on the Taxi label. And I hope you agree, is a great update of a classic Studio One rhythm.
It's Irish.
But now we're going to step deep into the roots once more, and they don't come much deeper or rootsier than this next one, which was recorded at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio back in 1974 and features the vocal group Time Unlimited, whose individual members went on to have more success after their short-lived time together, as they consisted of future jewel, Glasford Manning, who was yet another talented Manning sibling, like his brother Carlton, who led the Shoes, and the Abyssinian's own Donald and Linford. And then there was also Orville Smith, who hit big in the 1980s with Gotta Hold On To This Feeling, and finally a young teenage Junior Delgado. And back in 1973, when Scratch had just opened his new studio, he took on board this as-yet-untested young group and recorded enough tracks with them for a full album. But sadly, the vast majority of these tunes remain unreleased to this day, with only a couple of them coming out on 7-inch at the time. But if what is left in the archive is only half as good as this one, then I'll keep my fingers crossed that the tapes will be unearthed one day, as this is Time Unlimited with Going Home. Did say that was one deep tune, and with Glasford Manning on lead vocals, and I presume Junior Delgado adding the anguished howls in the background, that was Time Unlimited with Going Home, which was produced by Lee Perry at his Black Ark studio in 1974 and came out on his Upsetter label at the time, and has since been reissued on the Precious Sands compilation Lee Perry Divine Madness. Definitely.
Lord of mercy.
But now, reflecting once more on the recent burning and looting in London town, and that going back through the archives of Jamaican music, there was a period in the mid-1960s when young teenage boys and men were causing all kinds of mayhem around Kingston town in a heady brew of bravado, machismo, and just a little bit of showing off. As I'm talking about the Rude Boys, of course. And this phenomenon was reflected on countless records at the time, which kind of split down the middle between tunes that highlighted the Rude Boy stance and those warning of the consequences of living outside the law. And so I'm going to end with one of each of those now, as this first one was recorded by Winston Samuels, who up until this point had recorded a series of great ska tunes for Lyndon Pottinger. But in 1967, he caught the Rude Boy train and went to Studio One, where he laid down this boastful number called The Greatest.
Wait, down and tell the people about the musical news coming your way.
Some may
man might say they are the toughest. You got some who saying they are the rudest. You got them again who say that they are the strongest. But I am, Lord, I am the greatest. The roughest, tougher than them. Say them are the toughest, ruder than them. Say them are the rudest, stronger than all who say that they are the strongest. But I am.
As that was Winston Samuels with The Greatest, which he recorded at Studio One in 1967 and was released on the white label Pre in Jamaica and the Island label here in the UK, and as far as I know has yet to see a reissue of any kind, although I can't think why, as that is one great tune.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But for every record like that one, which reflected the boastful nature of the times, there was another released that forewarned of the dangers ahead. Just like this next one, which was actually recorded in London in 1967, and is by Robert Livingston Thompson, who was better known as Dandy. And born and brought up in Jamaica, he moved to the UK as a 15-year-old in 1959, and by 1964 had recorded his debut release, titled What a Life, an early UK ska recording which was credited to Sugar and Dandy. Although in reality it was just Dandy on his own, double tracking his vocals to create the impression of a duet. And he stayed under this name for the next couple of years, before going solo, as it were, in 1967, when he signed up with North London's Ska Beat Records, where he also took control of his own production duties and recorded his anti-Rude Boy anthem, Rudy, A Message to You, before quickly following it up with its own answer tune of Did You Get the Message?
This one is for all conscious youth and youth. None of youth with grudge, man, and hate, man, and another man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Ah, Rudy, a message to you. Rudy, a message to you. You're growing older each day. Want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. Ah,
message to you, Rudy. A message to you.
UK Rocksteady for you there, as first up that was Dandy Livingston with Rudy, A Message to You, which still sounds as fresh as it ever did, and that one came out on the Scarbeat label in 1967, and can nowadays be found on the Trojan Rude Boy box set, and of course was later covered by the Specials, where just like the original, it also featured Rico Rodriguez on trombone. And following that was another Dandy production, this time of Bonnie with Did You Get the Message, which also came out on Scarbeat in 1967, but as far as I know, that one is yet to see a reissue. But now, before I do my usual sign-off by encouraging you to visit the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com to enjoy all the old shows, I thought I'd need to let you know, and especially all of you who listened all the way to the end of these shows, that you may remember that I mentioned a few months back that the old shows may well be disappearing. Well, it seems that things have come up to bump, and that prophecy may well be fulfilled over the next couple of weeks. So really, this time, if there are any old podcasts that you've still to hear or download, then do get on it double quick, as the clock is likely to be ticking on their availability, and once they're gone, they'll be gone. Because basically, Podomatic have tripled their charges over the last 6 months, and it's just getting too expensive for me to keep all these shows up there. And so my plan is that I will keep making new shows, but I'll only be able to have two or three up there at any one time. But obviously, I'll see how it goes and see what happens. But the current plan is that the next House of Reggae podcast will appear at the end of September, and then hopefully we'll be carry on as normal again. Which all means that this show has become too popular for its own good. So let me thank you once again very much for that, as obviously my ramblings and musings mixed in amongst the sweet tunes are being appreciated somewhere. But of course, in the meantime, if you start getting withdrawal symptoms and you need a more regular House of Reggae fix, then you're always more than welcome to come and visit me every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I do a 2-hour live show playing nothing but the finest Jamaican music known to man, along with a little rambling in between the tunes, of course. Only here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.